You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. For nearly 100 years, the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards has been recognizing the creative work of high schoolers all across America. Only 16 students are chosen in the entire country. And this year, Moscow, Idaho's own Jian Wang won gold and a $10,000 college scholarship. Jian is joining us live today from Moscow to talk about her journey to become a writer and how it feels to be recognized so young. Welcome to the program, Jian.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So first, I just want to talk about your journey as a writer. You've been writing really seriously for about a year now, but how did you first start becoming pretty passionate about this art form?
So for me, I think about a year ago, I discovered a lot of forms of writing that I liked, particularly in the ones that combine the fantastical and the real, such as magical realism and surrealism. And I think those styles of writing really resonated with me, and that's when I started being really passionate about writing.
So tell me about this award itself. I mean, you were awarded a gold medal by the Scholastic Art and Writing Award for your writing portfolio. That's a pretty big deal, especially when there's only 16 students around the country who are recognized every year.
Yeah, so the award is for graduating seniors, and 8 students are selected from art portfolios and 8 students selected for writing portfolios. So I was one of the 8 writing portfolios, and you submit 8 pieces into your portfolio and they are judged and they award the medals at the national level.
And this scholarship was super competitive. So can you talk about getting the award itself?
So for me, I guess so the scholarship is going to help me fund my writing education. Also, I feel like really honored because it's nice to know that somebody believes in writing and wants to invest in your writing career. So I think on a personal level, that's the most that it meant to me.
So as you mentioned, everybody puts a portfolio together and yours was called My Life in 7 Stories. And we don't have time for you to read the whole thing, but can you read a part of Potted Plants for us?
Okay. So this is a section from Potted Plants. The first wrinkle on my forehead came when I was out of breath from my first decade of adulthood and decided to settle my apartment. There, water drizzled through the cracks in the walls. My husband, unlike the first one, approved of the flowers that I had set up around the space to catch the moisture. As I observed the poppy in the corner, I wondered if there was a possibility that the fractures would become so large that the rain could drown us. For some reason, even though we lived on the bottom floor, our carpet was the driest. I could only guess that the raindrops were afraid of the dark too. And by the time they had trickled to the ground, they had froze. I sometimes woke up in the middle of the night, trying to remember a dream that I never had.
What was the inspiration for that story, Jian?
So for me, I was once challenged to write a story about someone's entire life within the span of 700 words. So these are basically 7 really short stories that tell the story of someone's entire life.
So talk to me about your aspirations. Do you want to be a professional writer?
Yeah, so ideally I want to teach writing at the college level, so probably going to graduate school for writing and literature, and hopefully I'll be majoring in comparative literature in college.
And we should note that when you say you're going to college, you're going to Harvard in the fall.
Yeah.
Huge congratulations to you on that. What was harder, getting into Harvard or winning this award?
It's hard to tell. If we talk statistically, it would be winning the award because they give out so few each year. But, you know, they're both difficult.
Yes, but you've done both. So see, you've already succeeded beyond, you know, so many people's wild imaginations on what they could do. Congratulations to you. Thank you for sharing some of your writing with us. And have a great summer and good luck next year as you head to Harvard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with recent Moscow High School graduate Jian Wang about winning gold for the Scholastic Art and Writing Award, which she is using to go to Harvard in the fall. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen, to ask questions of us, to inquire, whether it's through social media, through email, voicemail. We just so appreciate all of you and allowing us to continue to bring you the news and information that matters. It is Wednesday. It's beautiful. I hope you can find a little bit of joy somehow in this day, if not a lot of it. Thank you to my producers, Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill, and production associate Molly Wampler. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As always, we will see you back here tomorrow.